Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I am Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. Thanks for being with us today. And if you haven't heard us before, again, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio by Gulf Coast Nutrition, the store at Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. Come on by. We have lots to offer at the store. We now have the new Fit Life Foods that we offer there. So if you're hungry and you're looking for a healthy lunch, stop by and pick up a Fit Life food. We also have the tune-up.
Yes.
I wanted to mention again.
Tell
come on in
that,
and
Brenda.
Get your tune-up. And that's where we take, I ask you to come in and bring all the supplements that you're currently taking. And we'll look at them and just do an evaluation. And I'll talk to you about your health and why you're taking this and why are you taking this and that type of thing. And we'll look at the ingredients, see if you're doubling up on things, see where we can save you some money, see if there's absolutely something that it's critical to what you need and you're not getting it. And so you can do that just by giving us a call at 727-754-2900.
Oh, but you gave away the secret number.
I did.
Oh, because we are giving away two bone strength formulas from New Chapter. And those are some formulas that we're going to get into a little bit that combine calcium with the proper vitamins in there to make sure that it gets absorbed into the bone and the calcium gets where it needs to be. And so that number for those who would like to win this is 727-754-2900. Again, 727-754-2900. Give us a call. And since we're giving away two of them, if you call and you get a busy signal, call right back. And if you get in
first
there,
first two callers
will get for free and we'll mail them to you, or you can come by the store and pick them up, those bone strength formulas from New Chapter.
Very good. Now, before the break, we were talking about the osteoporosis and the bone density and all of that. And
yes, just briefly.
You had mentioned that density actually does not always equal strength.
Yes, that's true. Because what can happen is a lot of times you can take certain formulas out there that will put minerals into your bone. And on an x-ray or on a scan, your bone can appear as if it is very dense. But it's really the minerals that are building up in there. But think of it like a live tree branch versus a dead tree branch. A live tree branch, you bend it a lot and it doesn't necessarily snap. But a dead tree branch, you can bend it a little bit and it snaps. That twig just snaps right off because it's dried out inside. And the same thing happens with bone. You can have a very thick appearing bone on a density scan, on an x-ray, let's say, but it's not very, its trabecular pattern is not very strong because it's just filling up the space, but it's not really providing the tensile strength that the bone needs. So what you want to do is you want to take your calcium, you want to take it with the vitamin D, and you want to take it with that K in the right amounts so that you end up with a healthy bone.
Because vitamin D will help the calcium absorb, correct?
Yes, yes. First of all, right. Your calcium absorption has to do with the D. And then what is so critical is vitamin K. And some formulas will put in the K1. Most of them now put in the K2, which is also known as the MK7. And that will help the calcium get directed. That's like the traffic cop. And it helps get the calcium directed away from your arteries and basically into your bones where you need it. You don't want calcium building up on your artery walls. You don't want calcium building up in your kidneys and you have these calcium oxalate stones. What you want is you want calcium that's going to end up where it needs to be, which is in your bones. And it's great. I mean, there's a lot of different types of calcium out there. You've got calcium carbonate, you've got calcium citrate, there's a calcium phosphate, calcium lactate, and a lot of these, it's a question of how much elemental calcium is in them, and some of them require a better pH to be absorbed in the body, which is critical. For example, people who are on the proton pump inhibitors that lower their stomach acid, those people will tend to have more of a chance of having osteoporosis later on because the calcium is not getting absorbed because the stomach acid is off.
So you need the stomach acid to absorb calcium.
Yes, you do. You need stomach acid to absorb calcium. So those people may need more calcium. But here's the trick, though. Your body only absorbs about 5 to 600 milligrams of calcium at one time, at one, you know, swallow of a pill. So you look at some of these formulas and they have 1,200 milligrams or you know, 2,000 milligrams. And sometimes these companies will say, well, that's because if your absorption is bad, we need to put more in there. But just know that if you're taking 2,000 milligrams, you might not be getting 2,000.
Well, you want to split that dosage
right.
is what you want to do. You want to take some of it in the morning. You always want to take your calcium with food because that will help with the absorption level. So you want to split that dosage and take your calciums with food, and that way you're going to get a higher percentage of absorption throughout the day. And you're going to absorb, like Dr. V said, you're only going to absorb a certain amount at a time. So taking 2,000 milligrams at one time may not be as beneficial as splitting that up throughout the day. You're going to absorb more and get more benefit from that calcium. Now, you had mentioned types. Now, I know that up to 50% of bone is actually made of what's called hydroxyl apatite, also known as hydroxyapatite. And you can buy that microcrystalline hydroxyapatite type of calcium that are found in a lot of bone builders
yes.
as well.
Yes, you turn over that bottle and you look for those words on there and see what type of calcium it is.
Now, calcium from plant is also very good, like your calcium from algae, because we don't normally in nature, in our food, we don't get calcium from rocks. We usually get it from our food, our plants
right.
that we're eating.
And algae is a plant, comes out of the ocean, but
right.
it's a plant.
So that can be even a little bit more absorbable.
Absolutely, yes, because what you're looking at is different, like calcium lactate, for instance, that can be absorbed at any pH, but is not as readily absorbable overall. And its percentage of calcium is quite low, whereas the calcium carbonate has 40% elemental calcium, but it's absorbed better at a neutral pH, and not all the time are we eating where we can gauge our stomach pH. So it gets a little tricky to know.
I'm not a big fan of the calcium carbonate.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There are different types. And so, you know, if you walk into a corner drugstore that you can grab any generic kind of calcium right off the shelf, you know, beware. Come on in and take a look at Gulf Coast Nutrition and see all the variations that we have. And some are with calcium magnesium to do with the absorption. Some are 2-to-1 ratios. Some are 1-to-1 ratios. And there are different reasons why you do that. And if you've gone and gotten a bone scan, also know, you know, oh, if you have osteoporosis, let's say, make sure your doctors check your arteries to see, oh, do I have a lot of calcium buildup in my arteries, and am I going to be taking more calcium that just ends up on my arteries because I'm not taking the MK7 or that vitamin K with it to help direct it into my bones instead of my arteries?
That sounds like that's very important to take with.
Absolutely, because if not, you're putting more, you're dumping more calcium back onto your body. I've heard some scientists who say, calcium, think of calcium as something that's very heavy and it wants to get back into the ground. We've taken it out of the earth and you put it in your body and it wants to get back into the ground and it's going to take you with it. That's what one doctor said. And she said, so make sure that, you know, it doesn't drag you back into the ground via your arteries.
Now, a lot of people will say, well, I drink milk every day because they want to get the calcium from the dairy. And yes, dairy does have calcium in it. So does your greens. All of your green vegetables have calcium in it. You know, I'm not a big fan of cow milk, that's for sure. But if you drink almond milk, just realize that one cup of almond milk has 450 milligrams of calcium.
Yeah. And I always remember that, you know, cow's milk is designed to take a small calf and turn it into a large cow in a very quick amount of time. And, you know, you don't go out there in nature and see a chimpanzee drinking giraffe milk. Or, you know, a rhinoceros drinking hippopotamus milk. But we as humans drink cow milk, and we think that's okay, and it's kind of a weird crossover, but that's what we do. It's too large of a protein molecule. Try to keep it out of your body if you can.
Yeah, and there's other problems with cow's milk as
absolutely.
Well. But now, boron, I know boron is also added to some formulas, and that helps with the estrogen, actually, in the body, and that can be a good addition to a bone formula as well. So you want to look for calcium, vitamin K, vitamin D, possibly boron. So things that complement each other so that calcium gets absorbed in your body well.
And if you still have some questions, you're confused about it, stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition, corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. Some people call it Crystal Beach now, but yes, it's Palm Harbor. And you can give us a call, 727-754-2000. 2900 and ask us some questions. And also, we're giving away those two bone strength formulas from New Chapter. We're not by the phone, so we don't know how many people have called in yet. But again, that's 727-754-2900. And you can also stop by and pick up those Fit Life foods from our location as well.
And don't forget about your tune-up.
Oh, absolutely. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.